You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A group of Democratic state lawmakers visited western Wisconsin on Friday to highlight recently introduced climate legislation. The Climate Accountability Act was introduced last month, calling on the state legislature to develop a plan to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030. The legislation comes as federal support for climate initiatives dries up, forcing states to pursue their own plans. State Representative Christian Phelps said there's no scenario where we don't pay, either on investments in renewable energy or on addressing the effects of climate change. A coalition of Pierce County residents and the nonprofit Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin have filed legal action against a permit issued for Ridge Breeze Dairy's expansion. The group is challenging the permit issued by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, allowing the company to become nearly four times larger with 6,500 cows. The expansion would make Ridge Breeze Dairy one of the largest factory farms in the state. The coalition claims the permit does not adequately protect local water supplies from contamination. Officials are reminding area youth to register for the upcoming Barron Polk County Tractor Safety Certification Program. The program will be held from June 16th to 19th at Barron High School and seeks to teach Wisconsin kids between 12 and 16 years old how to safely operate a tractor on public roads, identify hazardous situations, and reduce the risk of injury. Attendees will receive hands-on training opportunities through the program and must participate in 24 hours of instructional training before passing a written and practical driving test. A group of state Republicans are asking for over $2 million to study the potential for nuclear power in Wisconsin. The group is proposing legislation that seeks funding for a nuclear power siting study, the creation of a full-time position focused on pursuing nuclear power options, and the organization of a nuclear power summit at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Another proposed bill would create a 9-member board that would meet three times each year until 2030 to organize the summit and promote achievements in the nuclear power field. A new law in Wisconsin will allow bartenders to obtain a statewide liquor license rather than obtaining a new one in each municipality where they work. Officials say the law seeks to help bartenders working multiple jobs in different regions, making it easier for them to find work and for businesses to hire more staff. The license vetting process would be conducted by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue and be as thorough as each municipality's process. Bartenders with previous local license issues could be ineligible for the statewide license. A recent poll found a majority of Wisconsin voters are confident in the accuracy of the 2024 state election process. According to a TMJ4 report, the poll found about 78% of voters were very or somewhat confident that votes in the 2024 election were accurately cast and counted. The study also found that the overall level of confidence and accuracy was even higher for the April 2025 election. The poll, conducted by the bipartisan Democracy Defense Project, comes as President Donald Trump repeats claims that the 2020 election was rigged. The Menominee Police Department made an arrest in relation to a social media post threatening a school shooting on Saturday. According to law enforcement authorities, the woman who allegedly posted the threats was taken into custody without incident. During an interview, she allegedly told authorities she had no plan or intention to follow through with the threat and she did not have access to any firearms. The Dunn County District Attorney's Office is reviewing potential charges, including terrorist threats and unlawful use of a telephone. St. Croix County residents will have an opportunity to recycle their old electronics for free on Tuesday afternoon. The county will hold a free electronics recycling event from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Bethel Lutheran Church in Hudson on Tuesday. Residents will be able to drop off electronics like TVs, computers, gaming consoles, and cell phones at the event. Items like batteries, appliances, and fluorescent bulbs will not be accepted. St. Croix County will host another recycling event for appliances like washers and microwaves in Baldwin on May 20th. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at reducing the influence of big money in political campaigns. The bill introduced in the Assembly earlier this month would expand election bribery laws in Wisconsin to include paying potential voters to sign petitions during an election period. The legislation comes after Elon Musk's millions of dollars of investment in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which included offering $100 to residents who signed his petition against what he called activist judges. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing a summary of their efforts to sample and track chronic wasting disease following the 2024 hunting seasons. According to a press release, the DNR sampled over 17,000 deer across the state in 2024, with nearly 1,800 testing positive for chronic wasting disease. The summary also found that nearly 90% of the positive samples were taken in the southern farmland zone. A full breakdown of the summary and a map showing positive samples is available on the DNR's website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a one-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must-win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby D. thanked the famous director for not casting him in the first Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few clouds this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 50s. Tonight will be mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.